On Drexel University Week, climate change will lead to numerous challenges. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Franco Montalto, professor in the Department of Civil, Architectural, and Environmental Engineering, looks into finding ways to mitigate problems through educational practices.
As society mobilizes to become more resilient to climate change, universities have an increasingly important role to play. My work integrates research, civic engagement, and teaching to prepare communities and young professionals to address the challenges associated with extreme weather. In the low-lying Eastwick community, my team uses state-of-the-art hydrologic modeling to simulate flood patterns under different climate scenarios. We use these tools to evaluate the efficacy of adaptation strategies proposed by the local community, focusing the attention of local governmental decision-makers and the media on these ideas. The academic outcomes have also been far-reaching. The project became the centerpiece of two doctoral dissertations, a problem-based learning project for a master's-level sustainability course, an undergraduate senior design project, and an opportunity for visiting students from Venice, Italy, to study flooding in a unique cultural context. In Hunting Park, one of the hottest and most heat-vulnerable communities in Philadelphia, my lab worked with residents and a local NGO to develop unique outdoor heat relief strategies in the early phases of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our team of undergraduate students, faculty, staff, and paid civic scientists designed, built, deployed, and evaluated the effectiveness of shade structures, sprinklers, and new greenery deployed across six blocks. The project created heat relief and temporary local jobs and beautified the neighborhood. It also empowered community leaders, built social cohesion, and helped our NGO partner to advance other important community conversations. By focusing our attention on climate change, university faculty can deliver customized, timely, no regrets, and actionable knowledge in the communities where it is most needed. At the same time, we can mentor students not only in science, but in how that science is most appropriately applied in an uncertain and increasingly vulnerable world.
That was Franco Montalto of Drexel University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.